وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم سام. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and choicest blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innama ya'muru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, so discussing the rewards for walking to the masjid, we just narrate the following hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated it, and he said, going to the masjid and returning is considered to be jihad for the cause of Allah. Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, performing a complete wudu under difficult circumstances, walking on foot towards the masjid, waiting for the next salah after completing the present salah, are acts that completely wash off sins. There is also a hadith narrated by Ibn Hibban rahmatullah alayh from Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not inform you of that with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out mistakes and with which he expiates sins? The companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, replied, certainly. He then enumerated the above deeds, that is, performing a complete wudu despite difficulties, and taking many steps to the masjid, and waiting for the next salah immediately after the present salah. Hazrat Abu Umama, radiallahu ta'ala, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever leaves his house for a compulsory salah shall receive the reward of a person performing hajj wearing his ihram. Whoever leaves his house to offer the salah to duha and for no other reason shall receive the reward of a person performing umrah, offering one salah after another without there being any futile actions between the two, makes him being recorded in the illiyin, the highest assembly of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers a beautiful wudu in his house and then comes to the masjid is a person who has visited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the duty of the host to honor his visitor. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three people, each of them becomes a responsibility on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if he lives, he will be provided sustenance and be given sufficiency. If he dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall admit him into paradise. And they are the person who enters his house and greets. Whenever a person walks into his house, he should say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He becomes a responsibility on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who enters his house and greets, he becomes a responsibility on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second person who leaves to go to the masjid, he becomes a responsibility on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who leaves for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He becomes a responsibility on Allah. And then there is a great amount of reward for walking to the masjids in the darkness. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever walks in the darkness of the night to the masjid shall meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection with illumination. Burayda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give glad tidings of complete illumination on the day of resurrection for those who walk in the darkness to the masjids. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who walk to the masjids in the darkness are the ones who dive into the mercy of Allah. Now we discuss the reward for a person who remains attached to the masjid and sits therein for goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Only he inhabits the masjid of Allah who believes in Allah in the last day. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والأصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. In those houses which Allah has ordained to be raised, and that His name be remembered therein, remembering Him therein morning and evening, men whom neither trade nor sale or business can divert from the remembrance of Allah, the establishing of salah and the giving of zakah, they remain fearful of that day when hearts and eyes will be overturned, that Allah may reward them for their best deeds and give them even more out of His grace. Allah gives sustenance to whomsoever He wills without reckoning. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there are seven people to whom Allah will provide shade beneath His shade on a day when there will be no shade except the shade provided by Him. And they are, number one, a just leader. Number two, a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah. Number three, a person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Number four, two people who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They meet for the love of Allah and part ways for the love of Allah. Number five, a person whom a woman of nobility and beauty tries to seduce, but he says, I certainly fear Allah. Number six, a person who gives in charity and conceals this charity of his to such an extent, then even his left hand does not know what his right hand spent. Number seven, a person who engages in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, and so his eyes shed tears. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the masjid is the house of every Allah-fearing person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed that every person whose house is a masjid shall receive refreshments, mercy, and crossing the sirat to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and crossing over into paradise. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see a person frequenting the masjid, then testify that he is a person of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Only he inhabits the masjids of Allah who believed in Allah in the last day. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, surely those who inhabit the houses of Allah are the people of Allah. Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fond of the person who is fond of the masjid. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person frequents a masjid for salah and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah rejoices just as family members rejoice when their lost relative returns to them. In other words, Allah becomes very, very happy with them. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan is a wolf like a normal wolf that attacks a sheep that is alone and far away from the main flock. You should therefore keep away from the ravines and remain attached to the general body of Muslims and the masjid. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the masjids have stakes, referring to those who remain attached to the masjids. The angels are their companions. If they remain absent, they search for them. If they fall ill, they visit them. If they are in any need, they assist them. A similar hadith is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the following addition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, the companion of the masjid is of three types. A brother from whom benefit is derived. A clearly stated word of advice. Mercy whose descent is awaited. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi says, the person who sits in a masjid is actually sitting in the company of his sustainer. It is therefore his duty to say nothing but good. The reward for a person who sits in a masjid waiting for salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa taqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. O believers, be patient and remain firm in confronting the enemy and persevere and continually fear Allah so that you may reach your goal. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are considered to be in salah as long as salah that is keeping you. The angels pray for him saying, O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, have mercy on him. This continues as long as he does not stand up from his place of salah or do something else. A narration of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi states, a servant remains in salah as long as he remains at his place of salah, waiting for the salah. The angels pray for him saying, O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, have mercy on him. This continues till he turns and goes away or does something. He was asked, what is that something which he does? He replied, he breaks wind. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not inform you of that with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out mistakes and with which he expiates sins? The Sahaba said, certainly, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, performing a complete wudu despite difficulties, taking many steps to the masjid and waiting for the next salah immediately after the presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite mercy, give us a tawfiq of understanding the importance of a perfect wudu and salah with khushu and khudu, complete devotion and concentration in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may acquire the closeness and the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.